Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chicago Teachers Union's House of Delegates voted to approve a tentative agreement.
There's a maniac driving through the mall.
I am overwhelmed by the support of people all over the city. We wanted and we now have a broad mandate for change, and I'm excited about getting to work.
We're both going to move on. Cubs are going to flourish. Hopefully I get a chance to do this somewhere else.
Those are sounds from stories covered this past year on WBBM. This is WBBM's In Depth, where we take a deep dive into a story we're telling on the air. I'm Cisco Cota. This week, we're looking back at some of the big stories of 2019, from a new mayor of Chicago to a local gator that gained national attention. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM cover them all through sound. Let's have a listen back. It was the missed field goal that stunned the city with the live call from WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Kicking toward the north end zone at Soldier Field. 3 for 3 on the day. 10 seconds to go. Parkey lines it up. O'Donnell on one knee. Gives him a look. Extends his right arm. Scales sends it back. Placement made. Kick by Parkey from 43. And it hit the upright. It is no good on the crossbar. And the Eagles are celebrating here at Soldier Field.
Cody Parkey's double doink knocked the Bears out of the playoffs and sent Parkey packing. And it also left coach Matt Nagy shaking his head.
For it to hit the upright and the crossbar twice, you can't make that up.
That's the worst, one of the worst feelings in the world to let your team down. So I feel terrible. I'm going to continue to put things in perspective.
It's really shell-shocked. We didn't expect it to end like that. It was really a special season with a special group of guys. Just proud of the way we battled.
I told everybody in there, we win together, we lose together. We support each other, and that's just the way we do things here.
On the north side, Cubs chief Theo Epstein made waves.
We're at a point where we just need a little bit of change and something new, and that's natural.
Firing World Series winning manager Joe Maddon and then hiring former Cub David Ross to run the team.
It's just time, and that happens. In a way, bad news, but also good news at the same time. We're both going to move on. Cubs are going to flourish. Hopefully I get a chance to do this somewhere else.
It's tough for me, and it's changed my life, changed my career. But I mean, I love him like a dad.
We believe David has truly special gifts as a leader and that he'll become a great manager.
Respect, trust, commitment, effort, hard work, and accountability. These things are important to me. My players can expect that from me, and I will expect that from them.
Other waves were made at Chicago City Hall.
It's a fantastic day to be a Chicagoan.
Chicago got a new mayor, Lori Lightfoot, the first black woman and openly gay mayor of the city.
I am overwhelmed by the support of people all over the city. We wanted and we now have a broad mandate for change, and I'm excited about getting to work.
Lori Lightfoot will be the first African-American woman to be mayor of Chicago.
They're watching us, and they're seeing the beginning of something, well, a little bit different.
We need to forge a new path in which equity and inclusion are our guiding principles.
We cannot fail. We will not fail. We are Chicago.
It didn't take long for Chicago's new mayor to get tested.
Get up! Get down! Chicago is a union town! Get up! Get down! Chicago is a union town!
Chicago's teachers walked out of the classrooms for an 11-day strike.
We're not just fighting for money. We're fighting for justice. We're fighting for respect.
I'm concerned that CTU leadership is not exhibiting this sense of urgency needed to move these negotiations forward in a substantive way.
We put a proposal on the table yesterday, which we've asked them to take to the House of Delegates.
Tonight, the Chicago Teachers Union's House of Delegates voted to approve a tentative agreement with the Chicago Public Schools.
I'm happy to announce that we have reached an agreement with CTU President Jesse Sharkey. Classes will resume tomorrow.
Chicago's top cop was found asleep at the wheel.
I took the old medication out for high blood pressure, but I failed to put the new medication in.
Eddie Johnson later announced his retirement, but was ultimately fired after the mayor said he lied to her and the city.
He revealed to me that he'd had a couple of drinks with dinner.
Responding officers did come. They checked on me and confirmed that I was able to continue on my way. And it's just time for me to now take a breath and see what that next chapter is.
Today I'm announcing that I terminated Eddie Johnson's employment as superintendent of the Chicago Police Department for cause, effective immediately. Even when I challenged him about the narrative that he shared with me, he maintained that he was telling the truth. I now know definitively that he was not. Had I known these facts at the time, I would have relieved him of his duties as superintendent then and there. I certainly would not have participated in a celebratory press conference to announce his retirement.
Video showed Johnson drinking at a downtown restaurant with a colleague. WBBM's Lisa Fielding reported on an alleged late-night attack on actor Jussie Smollett.
Early this morning, he was brutally attacked in what appears to be a hate crime.
I was bruised, but my ribs were not cracked.
And WBBM's Mike Krauser reported on the changing story.
Police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi says they have no reason to doubt Smollett's story.
But when we discovered the actual motive, quite frankly, it pissed everybody off.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
Fox said that while the decision to drop the charges wasn't hers, she had recused herself. She said she stands by that decision.
I think if people don't know how the justice system works, and more specifically, alternative prosecution, diversion, pretrial diversion, this would seem like an odd outcome.
I want accountability. I want responsibility for a hoax that was committed, not just a financial one, more importantly, a moral and ethical one.
The city is still suing Smollett to get the money spent on the investigation back. A 5-year-old boy was reported missing in McHenry County.
If anybody knows anything about where Andrew Jr. is, please, please contact the Crystal Lake Police Department. We're just extremely worried.
Later, police discovered A.J. Friend had been killed by his parents.
We've located what we believe to be the body of Andrew A.J. Friend, buried in a shallow grave wrapped in plastic.
Prosecutors claim Andrew Friend and Joanne Cunningham murdered their son A.J. and buried the body miles from their home.
Based on the current information and evidence, both Joanne Cunningham and Andrew Friend are being charged with the death and disappearance of A.J.
A Republican state representative says it's time for the governor to do the right thing and fire DCFS employees who dropped the ball in the A.J. Friend case.
A mass shooting in the western suburbs.
Shots fired in the warehouse.
6 died, including the shooter, and 6 others were wounded at a shooting at Henry Pratt in Aurora.
We've got an active shooter, 641 Archer Avenue.
We have confirmed that 5 employees were located deceased inside the building.
Officers killed 45-year-old Gary Martin after exchanging gunfire with him.
He reported for work, and during this meeting, he was terminated. And my understanding from the witnesses is that he opened fire right after the termination.
5 officers were transported to local hospitals with gunshot wounds.
Right now, there's on one hand, a sigh of relief that our officers are going to be okay, but on the other hand, you know, that lives were lost. That's always a tough thing.
Cell phone video that went viral showed an SUV driving through the Woodfield Mall.
There's a maniac driving through the mall.
No one was injured, but the driver was arrested.
He was like a pinball in a pinball machine game. If he bumped into something, he maneuvered to go somewhere else.
This is Jim Goodis outside Woodfield Mall, where an SUV slams through an entrance and goes to the center of the mall.
A Cook County judge denied bond for Javier Garcia, saying the terrorism charge against him mandated that.
FBI has ruled out terrorism. The chief of police in Schaumburg addressed the media on the day of the occurrence. He ruled out terrorism, and he himself indicated this was possibly a medical issue.
The Humboldt Park Lagoon became the talk of the town and the nation.
There's an alligator in there, and that's very scary.
Chance the Snapper became a celebrity, and so did the man who caught him.
For days, people made a festival of it, hanging around as traps were set and trying to get a glimpse of the gator.
It's crazy. I mean, it's a whole lot of people out here.
We're asking people not to come down here and gawk at it because that scared them away.
The city has cordoned off the east side of Humboldt Park to keep people away and make it quieter. Also, the city has hired alligator trapper Frank Robb of Florida to get the job done.
This was an amazing capture.
Robb hooked the gator from shore using a weighted treble hook and a fishing rod with 200-pound test line.
I think we had taken 8 loops around the lagoon and surrounding areas before we finally saw him. One cast and done.
Covering all the big stories in 2020 and beyond on WBBM. We look forward to having you with us in 2020. And we'll be back next week to discuss the expansion of gambling in Illinois, including the addition of sports betting. Be sure to subscribe to receive this free podcast every Wednesday. And, of course, listen anytime for the latest stories that matter by listening to WBBM on the radio.com app or on your radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Cisco Codo.